My name is Simon Cox. The date is September the 6th, 2009, and the time is 6:15 in the evening. I'm interviewing on behalf of the Wellcome Trust. Can I firstly ask you to state your name, age, and where you've come from today?
My name is Weiken Cheng from Sheffield. I'm 19.
How long have you lived in Sheffield for?
All my life I've been born there and just born and bred there, yeah.
And what do you do in Sheffield at the moment?
So if I'm a student, I recently, last year, taken an Art and Design Foundation course at Chesterfield College, where I got a merit, and next year I hope I'm going to university.
Any particular university?
Salford, Greater Manchester, studying advertising design.
And what particularly about advertising design attracts you?
I just like thinking, being creative and like thinking of ideas to sell stuff. I want to do like something arty, but then something that I can still get a better career out of than just be like an illustrator or something like that.
And have you always wanted to do this?
Not really. I really like art at A levels. Art was the only subject that I was like that I really enjoyed. So I didn't really know what to do after A level. So I decided to do the Art and Design Foundation course. Then I thought I'll try advertising because it seems really interesting.
And would you like to pursue that as a career?
Yeah, definitely.
Going to the plinth, how did you first hear about this project?
I think when it started, I saw like loads of TV programmes mentioning it, and I was like, what's that about? So I just like researched it and found, oh, that's really interesting, so I might apply and just have fun with it.
And how do you feel now that you're going to be having a plinth place?
I'm really happy that I got selected, because like I know that they select like different percentages of different regions to represent, so I thought, I just put my name down, see what happens. I'll decide what I'll do if I get selected. I probably won't get selected. Then when I found out I was like, cool, yeah.
And what are you thinking about doing with your hour?
Well, me and my friends like were having like brainstorming, saying what should I do, because I had actually no idea. Then late one night, I was daydreaming, thought, oh, I want to get my friends involved. So I decided randomly to get long piece of fabric where I'm holding one end and throwing the other side over the plinth to where my friends are standing, and like have words hanging off it which are opposite, so like love, hate, ugly, beautiful. Then I've made a t-shirt saying life is, then just that, yeah.
And what stemmed this idea? What created it?
Well, my friend originally came up with an idea of like me dressing up as death, then pointing at random people in the audience, and they just, my friends, pretending not to know me, just drops on the floor, then put a white cloak on and pretend to be ghosts and floating around. But I didn't like that idea because I didn't feel comfortable like killing people, so I just started daydreaming. I was like half asleep, thought I would like the idea of getting my friends involved, so I just thought, I don't know, I'll just do that original idea where I just put long fabrics down there. That's it.
Have you had any involvement in performance art pieces in your past?
Not really, except for after my Art and Design Foundation course, I did a final major project where our works went on an exhibition around college, but that's just it. Did anything else.
And what are your feelings now that you will be going on the plinth?
I'm excited and nervous, really. I don't know. I'm speechless, I don't know.
Do you have any expectations at all?
Not really, I'm just scared, because I imagine it being really tall, but when I came to it today, I thought, oh, that's not really that tall, but it seems really good to do it.
Going outside the plinth, what are your interests in life?
I like dancing, drawing, being creative, and not sure really.
What kind of dancing do you like?
I like street dancing. I don't know how I got into it, I just thought it'd be cool to start, as I did.
And how long have you been doing that for?
About 2 to 3 years. Not really that good at it, but yeah.
Well, is it part of a group?
No, I just go to classes and I just like dance around like nightclubs. I know, not really like performing, it's like dancing, just generally just being crazy and just dancing by myself.
And this project's all about sort of creating a portrait of modern Britain at this point in time. What's important to you in your life at the moment?
Probably most importantly friends and family, because I wanted my friends to get involved, so I tried to get them involved and I have. And you know, just make Britain be more happy at this sad time about redundancy and stuff like that, I know, but with a bit of joy into people.
Would you mind talking more about your family? What do they do?
My family own a restaurant, and they came from China, and well, ages ago, I can't remember how long they've been here now, but they moved to Sheffield and they just started like a restaurant, and yeah, just a family business.
Is there a lot of Chinese heritage in when you're brought up?
Yeah, quite a lot. Just like they're drinking, they're going out, and just like the strict, typical, stereotypical, like traditional family, Chinese family rules, but I don't really follow that kind of stuff.
What are your thoughts on that?
I don't think they're really part, they don't really, well, like, what's good? Like a generation gap, they don't really understand our generation, but yeah, that's it really.
Have you been to China yourself?
Yeah, I've been quite a few times during like summer holidays, and that's it. Visit my family back there.
And how do you find it back in China?
Quite boring and really hot. Like really.
We're going to ask a question that is, could be sort of quite difficult, purely because I'm going to ask you to paint a picture of your life at this moment in time. I often ask just to help by asking you what were the three descriptive words that you used when you applied.
Yeah. They were happy, hyper, and immature.
Would you say they are descriptive of you at this moment in time?
Yeah, very. I'm quite hyper, just generally I'm just like bouncing around and stuff like that, and I'm immature for my age, and I just like generally have fun and don't really like take stuff seriously, and I'm just quite happy with it generally all the time. Yeah.
And what do you think about this project?
I think it's really good because I like art projects that aren't just, you know, like in galleries or just in like in frames and just walking around being quiet and not taking photos of art. I like art that's like getting people involved and just, you know, thinking outside the box really.
Are there any other examples that you could think of?
Not really, just like when you like, because during my art design foundation year, visited a lot of galleries and they're quite boring, as in you just walk around and look at the artist's work, but you don't really get, you know, it's a bit boring, that's it, because you see one picture, then you walk and see the other picture, and just quite repetitive, and that's quite boring, I find.
And what do you think about London as a city?
It's really too big, and it's, I think it's quite claustrophobic and easy to get lost here. I don't really quite like it, but I did go to London Zoo today, and that's quite really nice.
Are you fond of animals?
No, my friend, because we had a road trip around Castleton one day randomly, then my friends like saw like little kittens and sheep, said let's go to the zoo one day, then like the week afterwards I found out I was got on the plinth. I said, oh, why don't we roll the two in one, go down to London Zoo, then I can go in the plinth afterwards. So we decided to do that today.
What do you think about Sheffield?
Yeah, I really like Sheffield. It's quite like a big city, yet not, I quite like it, it's like medium normal, like it.
Looking to the future, you talked about what you wanted to do.
Yeah.
Is there anything else that you'd like to achieve?
I haven't really decided, yeah, because I'm quite, still like I said before, I'm immature, so I haven't really like made like big decisions like that yet. But just see what happens at university and see where I just go from there, really.